Tough Love relationship coach Jake Maddock is back, and I gotta say, this is a very controversial one because I completely disagree with it. He says you should go through your partner's phone. What is up with that, Jake?
Well, you should definitely be comfortable to do it, and your partner should feel comfortable if you do it as well.
Okay. When you mean go through, you're not advising people to check up on their ex or on their partner, or are you?
You don't necessarily need to check up on it, but you should feel very comfortable going through each other's phones without any worries at all.
Okay, so there's a big difference between like, yeah, I'd be okay with my partner going through my phone versus, okay, it's Thursday, 9:45 p.m., hand your phone over. Because that's not normal, right?
No, that's not normal. But what I teach is you should be fully transparent with your partner. Every way. So I don't even have a password on my phone. I don't understand everyone's obsession with passwords these days. What's everyone hiding? Why
security,
so many passwords? What's on your phone?
Yep.
Why? Like you're a spy or something? Like,
no, that's okay. True. I'm not a spy.
Right. Okay. Well, a lot of internet banking and stuff. But, you know, forget all of that. You're saying in a relationship, I should be able to just have my phone sitting there open, for example, and she can just flick through it.
Yeah, no facial recognition for Mikey.
No facial recognition, nothing. I got none of that. You should be able to leave your phone and be totally happy.
Mikey is actually shrinking into himself. Like, he doesn't like this. He's pulling his neck in his T-shirt.
Well, I'm not hiding anything, but every relationship I've been in, I feel like the phones are private. I feel like I could be writing notes. I do write notes. I could have notes in there about something I want to buy her or how I'm feeling at the moment. I could have gone on Instagram and just had a look at a hot chick, and she sees that I've looked at that hot chick.
It's really hiding what you've been looking up behind her back.
No, but it's kind of harmless, isn't it? Or are you saying that you should treat your phone as if it's an open book, so you shouldn't be doing anything dodgy on there?
Correct. Yeah, you should live your life with the utmost of integrity, so at any time anyone can look at it and you don't feel embarrassed or ashamed at any point.
What about the privacy part, though? Like, and I'm not just joking. I have put notes in there, or I'm Googling to buy her a present or something like that. There's no privacy then.
Yeah, you could write it on there and just say, don't look, I'm just planning you a present.
Okay.
What's the chance of her looking at your notes anyway? You know.
No, fair. It's more she's going to go to Instagram and search.
Yeah.
And on that, is it all right to just look at hot chicks when you're in a relationship?
No, not really.
Oh. What if they're really hot?
Because hot girls are hot.
Okay, so Jake, your rule is if you're in a relationship, your phones, you can go through each other's phone.
Full transparency.
This is a rule for the ladies. Don't ever date a FIFO worker or do long distance. That should never be a relationship option.
Some chicks do FIFO too.
Fair,
the
okay.
Mining chicks with their big shoulders and...
True, sorry. Let me rephrase that. For anyone listening who is considering dating or is currently dating someone, guy or girl, FIFO. Who is fly in, fly out, or you're doing a long distance relationship, it's doomed, according to Jake.
It's almost impossible to make it work, guys. So if you really want to achieve a 10-out-of-10 relationship, you've got to see the person you love pretty much every day.
Yep.
If you're only seeing them once in a while, it's going to be very, very, very difficult.
Okay, some people, you know, and it was more when the mining boom was going on, but, you know, they would fly out and they'd work in the Pilbara or whatever for 2 weeks, and they're earning, you know, 150K and bringing all this money in. You'd still think, nah, that's not a good thing to do.
It's not worth it. Yeah, you're going to pay off the mortgage faster, but when you get home, no one's going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do people grow apart? People have affairs?
100%.
I've heard, the dudes get on drugs and all that. Like, FIFO is a really bad thing for a relationship, you think?
It's very bad for a lot of reasons. The money sometimes is not worth it.
What if long distance is just temporary? Like, what if it's only 3 months or something
like
that?
That'd be potentially okay, but... Look, any longer, you're really risking permanent damage, which is unrepairable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be with the FIFO, because you're away for 2 weeks at a time constantly, or it could be longer. And what happens is people grow apart.
They grow apart, you fall out of love, the attraction drops. It's not worth it.
Okay. And you want people to see their partner just about every day.
Yeah, every day, really. You should want to wake up next to your ideal partner every day, spend lots of time with them, just be around them all the time.
Why are you laughing, Emma?
I am laughing because, let me tell you, Jake, there was one girlfriend in particular that Mikey dated for a number of years, and he somehow set up a rule that worked really in his favour. He only saw that girlfriend on Wednesdays.
Yeah, and then the weekends.
And Saturdays.
Yeah.
And he did not ever deviate from those days.
No, and it lasted 3.5 years. But guess what happened when we moved? I know.
Yeah.
And guess what happened when we moved? Why am I laughing? It's
together.
Quite tragic.
It fell apart.
Yeah, when we moved in together after only seeing each other 2 times a week, guess what? Well,
bad
you tell
things.
Me, Jake. Well, it just didn't work. Mm. Yeah.
No. You didn't know each other well enough.
No.
And weren't used to each other's things. Yeah, so seeing each other once or twice a week is okay for the first month.
First month,
It's got to up from there.
Okay, well, I learned the hard way, didn't I?
Do you know, Jake, I told him for so long, I'm like, dude, you cannot, like, banish this chick from your house except for Wednesdays and Saturdays.
That's not
how a long-term relation... Yeah, but it works, but you were just prolonging the inevitable.
Dating. Hey, we'd done holidays and stuff together, but, yeah, we only saw each other a couple of times a week. And what you're saying is when you love someone, you would want to see them every day.
Yep, 100%.
Can't get enough of them. Turns out you could get enough. That was just enough.
Well, we got Jake on to talk to other people, not about me. that's good.
I got to say, I do agree with this one.
Yeah.
Never, ever get back with your ex.
You might agree. A lot of people wouldn't. A lot of people have tried to get back and make it work with an ex. Jake, is that a rule? You can never get back with your ex.
Never, ever, ever.
Woo! Okay, why?
If it didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second time, okay?
Yep.
And it ended for a reason, okay? If you're really with your ideal partner, it's never going to end.
So people that have an ideal partner will never have a break. I bet you don't believe in breaks.
Never. Breaks are for Kit Kats, my friend.
Oh, yes, how about a Kit Kat?
And how many people have you had to counsel that have wanted to get back with exes? It's quite common, yeah?
I don't coach them. So if they come to me and say, help me get back with my ex, I say, no.
Oh, find someone else. Also, don't do it. Wow,
don't
okay.
Don't do it. You can do better.
Why do you think people want to go back to an ex?
Because they're stupid. Just kidding. Realistically, they're letting emotions lead their judgment.
Okay. And the emotions are that they were used to them and they were still in love with them and all that kind of stuff.
History.
Yeah. Yep. They're just letting emotions lead them.
But, Jake, is there any scenario where, like, you could have broken up over something really stupid or, like...
Nope.
No? Like, even when you were young, you just weren't mature enough?
Nope.
No? No. Never. So, but that's kind of insinuating, like... What if you got together with your high school sweetheart, right, and you just started growing apart because one person grew faster than the other, but then eventually, years later, you bump into each other at a party and you're like, oh, my God, I still love you. Oh, I never stopped loving you either. And no? Okay.
Nope. So if they're your ideal partner, it would have worked, okay? And if you think, oh, I could have made it work, yeah, you could have. But now you need to live with the mistakes you made.
Okay.
Wow.
So there's never a reason. If once you've broken up with someone, it's over. Do you also feel like the amount of damage and hurt and all of that, it just, even if you could sort things out, it kind of lingers? I mean, it'd be similar to when you find out someone's cheated on you, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's too much damage. And you know, you can smash a glass on the floor, you can glue it back together, but it's never going to hold water the same.
There we go.
Wow,
never,
that's a great analogy.
Never, ever get back with an ex. And I'm guessing, you know, while we're at it, you would say if someone finds out that they have been cheated on, you never, ever forgive them.
Never, ever move on completely. Don't talk to that person again.
This is a good one, Mikey, for you, I think. A lot of these conversations are good for you because you're a single guy at the moment looking for a relationship at some point. You should live together from... 6 to 9 months. So once you get to that point in the relationship, you should be moving in together.
Seems a bit soon, doesn't it, Jake?
Not with your ideal partner, it's not too soon.
Okay.
If it's with your ideal partner, you're in love with them, you should want to. It should be very hard not to live with them at the 6 month mark.
All right. Now, but before that would be too soon, right? People that move in within a month, would you say?
Yeah. No, way too quick. Yeah.
Okay. And why would that be too quick?
You don't know each other yet. You're taking some risks. Okay, so there's lots of risks in relationships. Obviously, living together.
Yep.
There's lots of back and forth, lots of logistics. So you want to know them at least a little bit first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And at the 6-month mark? What's happened then?
statistically, that seems to work the best out of the many, many people I've coached over the years. 6 months is just that beautiful time frame, okay, where you know them enough and you get to that point where you actually need to live with them. Okay. And you feel that love is so strong that you go, I have to. I can't not live with this person. And that's usually around that 6 month mark. If you get to the 9 month mark and you don't want to live together, they're not your ideal partner.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's kind interesting.
I guess that's when you're starting to get to like the serious stuff, right? Where you're like, I actually do want to build a life with you. And that's the first step. It's like living together and existing and, fostering that like flower, I guess.
You're building that foundation of the relationship. Really important.
I have heard controversially, in fact, from a psychologist, that you should delay living with them for as long as possible because that's when the honeymoon period is over, once you start seeing their shit stains on the toilet bowl.
But that's everyday life. You can't avoid that.
Yeah, but, like, what do you think about that? They're like, no, delay it as long as you can.
Yeah, whoever that person was is an idiot. You want to live together around the six-month mark, okay?
Yeah.
And really get to know each other really, really well.
Mm.
And honeymoon stage isn't a thing, okay?
Oh.
Some psychs who think this is a thing, they're stupid. The honeymoon stage isn't a thing. The roommate stage isn't a thing. All these stages people come with, it's not real.
There is no honeymoon stage.
There's no honeymoon stage. If you know how to have a 10 out of 10 relationship, it starts at a 10 out of 10 and it maintains a 10 out of 10 for years and years and years. You just have to follow the rules and know what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. There we go. That'll shock a lot of people. There is no honeymoon period. And there is no problem with moving in. You don't, like, things change though, right?
They do. You're going to learn a ton about your partner in that first year. You got to build that foundation.
Yeah.
You have to have lots of hard conversations, set boundaries. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of communication you got to do.
Mm-hmm. But if it's the right girl.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to work it out together, yeah.
If you think about it, Mikey, like, if you meet someone and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the love of my life, it shouldn't matter that you're going to see her shit stains on the toilet. Because you're going to be with them for the long run.
That matters.
I mean, she should be cleaning it off. And the guys should be cleaning it off too. But my point is, if you're going to commit to someone for life, there's going to be some literal shit that you're going to have to wade through and you're going to have to come out the other side. If you can't even deal with seeing it on the surface, you scratch underneath, you guys are going to be screwed.
I'm not scratching it off. That's her job.
It's an analogy.
All right, well, there we go. You got to move in around the 6 month mark, according to Jake. Mate, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.